Welcome back to the podcast, people. This is the first one I've done in a week or so. Got a spare 5-6 minutes, so I thought I'd share my thoughts, my insights on the inevitable obsession. That's what I want to talk about here. Being obsessed with your craft, your art. It doesn't need to be what we perceive as art in the world, as in drawing, music necessarily. Anything can be artistic. It's the way you see the world. Man as artist. I remember reading an article by Michael Tazarian, who I quite like his work, and he wrote an article called that, Man as Artist, about man creating the life that he wants and using the tools that are available to him to create and design a better world. And that only happens, in my opinion, through what we might call obsession. If you, you know, procrastinate on things and you're sort of half-hearted on things, nothing, it doesn't have the, let's say, energy, it doesn't have the energy behind the action. And this is what obsession does. You can't teach it. It can't be like something you grab onto. It's something that consumes you. So I was speaking to a gentleman this morning, and he was saying, you know, you could, you know, work until you're 40 and then you could retire and you could live a good life and whatever. And I said to him, I wouldn't change a thing about what I do every single day. I get up and absolutely love what I do. The first point of call is, what can I do today to go and create and be the best version of me and create the best company that I possibly can? What can I invest in, create deals for everybody to win? It's something that I can't not do. I have to do it. And that's an obsession. There's no excuses and, you know, wanting to do something else, to sacrificing what you need to be doing. It's sort of a question that doesn't come up. Look at the masters of their crafts, and they don't question if they're doing the right thing. They don't wonder whether they should be doing something different. Whatever they're doing has consumed them. It's not what Carl Jung said. Men don't have thoughts. Thoughts have men. And that's the same with what I call obsession here. Obsession isn't something you pick up in a book or somebody can tell you about it, like me in this podcast now. Obsession is something that you've been consumed by. And I've been consumed by, let's call it investment, my investment company. I can't step away from it. It's impossible right now. It's like a phase of life where it's inescapable to me. And if you haven't got that, the old saying, throw a load of shit up a wall and see what sticks. Go out there and create stuff. Just go and make a load of different stuff and you'll find it. Go and create in the world and you will find that obsession. It's all encompassing. Like, you don't want to go and do something else. You might need to have a strategic day off here and there, which is rare, to be honest. But even then, it's always at the forefront of your mind. I see it a lot, especially with social media, that there's always the grass is always greener. There's always that shiny penny somewhere else. Let me tell you something. If you're chasing the shiny penny, if you're always after that next thing, you're not obsessed. You don't value what you're doing high enough to continue the work. It's a craft. See yourself as an artist. If you see, it's a context thing. So I see myself being danced by life. And that is what the obsession is. It's inescapable to me. There's no free will there to be able to break free of it. That's not saying I don't make choices, by the way, but people always ask me that. So, no, you're being danced. And the more that you try and resist that movement that's trying to dance you, that obsession that's overtook you, the more you try and resist that and chase other things and short-term mindset and short-term visions, the more that you'll be frustrated, fall into your emotional ups and downs and see them as suffering rather than lessons. With all the pain and suffering that comes with following something for a long period of time, if it isn't energized, if you don't energize it religiously, constantly, if you're not following that calling that's consuming you, you'll fall into emotional hardship, you'll fall into so-called anxiety, depression, all that stuff. So be obsessed. Don't become obsessed. Be obsessed now. Go and find what it is. If you're sitting there now saying, I don't know what I'm obsessed about, ask yourself a couple of questions. What do you surround yourself with all the time, unconsciously? What books do you first go to on Amazon? If you didn't have to work for money, what would you be doing? I can honestly say that I'd be doing exactly the same thing right here, right now. Creating content, buying and selling property, building £1 billion property investment company. That's what I want to be doing right now. I can't have any other way right now. Now, in 10 years, that could be completely different. Nobody knows. And we might be dancing to a different tune. But whatever life asks of you right now, it's a damn good idea to let that happen, to work with it, to flow with it.